know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vanderford.
Good morning, good morning. We have Matthew Vanderford here from Claimology.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a nice day out.
I love it. It's cool.
It's just, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. I'm really excited. Hey, I want to go ahead and first welcome everybody. Good morning to you. If you do have a question for Matthew, and he's going to talk to us today, but if you have any questions going on, one of the things that I have a question as well. We just want people to know that we're here for you, and Matthew's here. That's his gift, is helping people, and he says it all the time. He loves doing it. He loves answering questions. And so if you have a question throughout today's show, whether it has to do with an insurance claim that you currently have open or you're opening one, or you're just taking a look at your insurance policy and realizing, wait a second, there are a lot of changes that just happened in the legislation, and now I'm going to need to take a look at my coverage and make sure that I'm actually covered. And so you can ask all those questions. 850-437-1620. Text, or if you want to call in, we're here as well. So, Matthew, what's been going on?
Well, you talked about legislation, and fortunately, House Bill 76 did pass. Mm-hmm. So that means major changes for Floridians. So it's not like to say, hey, we didn't warn you, but hey, we were trying to get out there, but be more active. There's still more House Bills, 305, that needs to get struck down. It's really, really important. I recommend everyone contacting their legislator, their local senator, their local state rep, and just say, hey, listen, this is not in the best interests of Floridians. And this is in the best interests of just, unfortunately, passing legislation to protect the pockets of those that should keep good faith promises, which are the carriers. Now, I love insurance. This is not a beat up the insurance carrier episode. This is not what this is about. This is just about facts of what's happening. Mm-hmm. And people need to be made aware of this. And so part of what I love to do is educate the community as a public adjuster. I'm a licensed adjuster through the state. We're backgrounded. We're fingerprinted. We do not work for the state. We do not work for any other entity other than ourselves or another firm that's a private firm. So we're not affiliated with anything political, except for the fact that we sit on the opposite side of the fence of those who tried to pass legislation and saying, hey, this is not good legislation because we see how it effectively hurts consumers. It hurts Floridians in the worst way, and that because it inhibits their ability to properly collect when it comes time to filing a claim. Most people don't know how to file a claim. Most people don't even know how to read their insurance policy. Most people have no idea when they talk to their agents, and their agents have no idea how to properly interpret an insurance policy. And in fact, agents are actually instructed not to interpret the policy. So it really begs a really good question. If you as the consumer are going to a specialist like an agent to purchase something to protect your home, and they're kind of instructed not to interpret policy because they're not adjusters. So what does that mean? How can they effectively give you the right type of coverage? And this is the situation, the paradox that we find ourselves in the insurance industry, because there's a lot of good agents out there. I talk to them. Mm-hmm. They love what they do. They're providing a service and they're doing a great job.
Right.
However, most agents have no idea how to use the resources that are already in the policy to help their insureds collect before having to go to suit and even before hiring a public adjuster. And so these are things that we try to educate even insurance agents on and help them understand what's happening.
Yeah, and see, and that's, I think that's, and again, like you said, we're not bashing insurance companies. They're there for a reason. They're there because they're needed. They're there because it protects you and other people and protects you from other people.
Yeah, it really does.
It does.
It does.
And so, you know, it's just important to remember that before I say what I'm about to say. However, it is a little bit of an alarming factor if somebody can't properly interpret what you are covered.
Yeah.
And like what is covered in your policy? What happens like if your house accidentally catches on fire. There was a house around literally just behind us that caught on fire the other day, completely destroyed.
Yeah.
And it breaks your heart because then you're wondering, where did those people go? What happened to them? And then on top of all of that wonder, now they're opening a claim.
Yeah.
And so you're in this like almost like walking in the dark as you walk into opening a claim. Like, what's going to happen?
Yes. I'm dealing with the claim right now. It's a fire loss that happened over 2 years ago.
What?
It's a fire loss.
But 2 years, that's a long time.
It's a very long time. It took almost a year because it was so crazy. It has to go to suit because the insurance company refused to pay policy limits on the claim. It's a total loss. It's a constructive total loss. The engineers have said it's a constructive total loss. The building code requires the whole house basically to be torn down and come up again just to code. So effectively, it's like, well, wait a second. Well, what do you do with this? There's many ways to skin a cat, but at the same time, we have enough evidence that demonstrates, we have the evidence that demonstrates, besides the fire that completely ruined this poor woman's house,
right?
And it's horrible. Like, we have solid scientific structural people that have a licensure as a physical engineer. They go to school for this it takes them 8 years to become a licensed engineer. It's a very long time. It's like a doctor. So these people have they spent a lot of education in this. They hold a lot of weight. And that's why insurance companies are actually right now trying to raise the bar of standard when it comes to an insured and what they can do to actually sue their insurance company if they have to. They use engineers, unfortunately, in situations where they're not required. Like, it's very interesting, the things that I run into and I see every day in a day-to-day business that happens in the claims world. I love insurance. I'm going to put that out there. Insurance is a great utopian idea. Insurance companies, I know one right now that I'm helping her with their claim. She used to own an insurance company. Mm-hmm. So, I'm helping her with her claim, though. And the interesting thing is, insurance is good. I mean, think about it. If you are asked to pay $3,000 a year on your premium, it would take you 20 years to pay $60,000. 20 years, right? A simple water damage, a simple hurricane, a simple tornado, a microburst, a broken pipe, a small fire will put you $60,000 in the hole just like that. Oof. I mean, I watch it happen all the time. You think a roof, you get a storm damage with the roof around here. That's $15,000 to $20,000. Mm-hmm. You have water damage come inside, and maybe it affects maybe two rooms. You're probably talking $5,000 a piece for each room with everything that has to go on with water damage, mold, everything. Now you're talking $30,000. Not to mention if you can't use the house for a little while, you're talking another rental. So it adds up really quick. So the idea of insurance, even on a $30,000 loss, paying $3,000 in premium a year, it'd take you 10 years. So think about it. I mean, the idea of insurance is a great idea. But you need to be able to advocate for yourself when it comes to collecting on the promise that you are supposed to receive. And that's the concern. And that's why I'm a public adjuster. Mm-hmm. So as a public adjuster, you can check us out at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. You can always look us up at Claimology on Facebook. And you can reach us at 850-684-4794. And the most important thing we can always do for everyone is just provide them with as much information as they can possibly have, because at the end of the day, you are your own voice, best voice. And we're here trying to elevate the human mechanism through the human experience, through the mechanism of insurance. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay, so here's a question then. I love that. And then we are here for you to answer your questions, 850-437-1620. Can you tell us some common mistakes we make when we open and a claim?
Oh God, doing it yourself. That's the first mistake. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, really?
And I don't mean that. I say that tongue in cheek. Why? I'm going to tell you a story. I had a poor woman who said that she had a flood in her house. She didn't have a flood in her house. Her she had a broken pipe. She had a sewage backup in her home.
Oh, that's different than actual
words are the biggest mistake.
Oh, no.
What you say, that's why I say you do it yourself, because what you say can and will be used against you to deny your claim. You told us you had a flood. No, I didn't have a flood. I had this. Well, this is what you said, and it's recorded. This is how you reported the claim. Believe me, it gets that crazy. This poor woman, she did that. She had to sue her insurance company, and we had a plumber. There was a plumber that even documented it wasn't a flood. It was a backed up pipe. She had coverage for it. And they try to deny her to no coverage under flood. So it's a great question. However,
so verbiage.
Verbiage. Know your words. And if you need advice, yes. And the biggest thing is to just, I'd say, call your agent. However, a lot of times agents, they don't know coverage either. And because they're instructed not to have coverage, they're instructed not to provide coverage. You'd be surprised how many times agents will say, don't file a claim. You don't have a claim. You don't have a claim. I've heard people, they talk to me. They say, well, I called my agent and I told them about the damage. And they said, oh, I don't have a claim. I don't need to report it.
No.
And I'm like, wait a second. You've got serious damage here and your policy covers you. You need to. Well, see, here's the thing. Agents, and this is not a knock on agents, agents are also paid on loss ratios, just like adjusters. And when those claims come in and they have claims against their book of business, mm-hmm. that goes against a loss ratio and that affects how some bonuses are paid out. And that's just the way the world works. This is the way the insurance world works. So the best thing you can do to start and file a claim is seek advice. Ask someone for help. Hey, it doesn't mean you have to hire them. You can call me, Matthew. I'd like to file a claim. Great. You don't want to hire me? Here's what I'm going to suggest you do. A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. When stuff hits, if things don't work out your way, make sure you document things very well. Oh, the biggest thing you can do is take contemporaneous notes.
Mm-hmm.
That means real-time notes. As the person speaking on the phone with you, get a book and write it down. All of your claim notes, everything that you do. This adjuster said this. I asked this question and they said that. That right now is saving an insured. That's the only thing saving an insured in a suit right now because the carrier refuses to pay her on her cover damage.
I know.
And so the fact that this particular insured took contemporaneous notes and we have documented that the adjusters told her to do one thing and not comply with policy conditions. They told her there was a document, the sworn proof of loss that we've talked about, that you have to get in on time. It was sent to her, and they told her not to fill it in. She wrote that down. She didn't fill it in. Now they tried to use it against her that she has no grounds to sue because she failed to provide the document. Well, she said, no, you told me not to. So guess what, guys? Take good notes.
I feel like that in general can help you taking notes, like, because it's kind of like you're learning along the way while you're trying to and we're talking about like home insurance, residential or business, and you guys do serve businesses as well, correct?
Absolutely. Business, boats, marinas, I mean, you name it. Yeah, I mean, that's a huge thing.
Airplane hangars.
Airplane, absolutely.
Which, you know, that's, we need insurance on all the things.
Yeah.
It's so it's a reminder too, you know, if something happens at I was talking a little bit earlier about local businesses still recovering from Sally and all of the ringers that they're being put through trying to get help and assistance to get back up on their feet. And we know that Sally was, you know, just compiled with the pandemic. And then on top of Sally, the bridge closure.
Oh,
so there
yeah.
there was just a lot. And so people are still like having to deal with whether it's leaks in their ceiling because the insurance is like, oh, no, that was already there before Sally. And Sally just perpetuated it. So, no, we don't have to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an instance like that, like a business. Let's say it's a boutique. And they had not only, you know, water come up through the door and water come in the ceiling and they lost clothing or shoes or whatever. Or a hardware store, let's say, you know. They have that. They still have that claim open, and they're not getting anywhere. Then that's an even better time to call you.
Absolutely. Anyone that's out there with any type of damage, you can reach out to us. If you feel that you've been underpaid and you need help, call us. That's what we're here for. I mean, we only get paid if we help you recover more than what you've already received from the carrier. That's the biggest thing. I take on all the risk. As a public adjuster, Claimology takes on all the risks, all the time, all the investigation. If we can't help you get paid, we don't get paid. And so the biggest thing is that, I mean, we're based on contingency. I mean,
okay.
We do help educate people. We do get paid through the claim proceeds. However, our guarantee is that we make sure that the money that you have will help go towards the repair of your home. I mean, that's it. We want to make sure that you get the money that you deserve. And we're very, very grateful for that. We've been able to help quite a few people.
Absolutely. I love that. Hey, we still have about 10 minutes left here with Matthew Vandeford from Claimology, 437-1620. We had just had somebody ask, like, what are common mistakes that are made? We talked about verbiage, like being careful with the things that you say. You know, your house didn't flood, a pipe burst. Seeking advice, like reaching out to Matthew and their team, and then also taking lots of notes. So when somebody's about to, like, let's say we're about to enter hurricane season.
Yeah.
We're a couple of weeks away from the beginning. Yay. It's like, yay, it's summer. But also, my goodness, we have to make sure that we have all the water and all of those, you know, the first 72 are on you things.
Yeah,
right.
Get your gas cans. Do it early. Do it early.
Goodness. People were getting those gas cans the other day. Can we just say?
Yeah.
They were on top of it. And they
absolutely.
Were, the shortage really just was shortaging everybody's brain lengths out, too. I was sharing before that, you know, it kind of shows people, like, who people are when something like that happens, when, you know, we have disaster hit or panic or a shortage. It kind of shows people, like, whether it's toilet paper, water, bread, milk, or
that's
gas.
It. Or gas.
Yeah, just to... just a reminder that everybody else is it. But there was a guy, I'm not even joking, he was filling up a Rubbermaid. Like, you know how mom like stores the Christmas stuff in the Rubbermaid? Yeah. So it's just a reminder though, like, you don't panic. Don't panic when you're about to make an insurance claim. That's what I'm getting to.
Yes. Don't panic.
Don't people do that? I mean, I'm sure you have people who are like, all of a sudden, what am I going to do?
Yes.
I'm going to have no money. I'm going to be broke. I'm going to be homeless, or I'm going to have no business.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
Don't panic. Be prepared. This should all teach us the gas shortage is this. Be prepared, which is really, really important, because guess what? Hurricane season is coming. So guess what? Get a boogie out back. You know what I mean? Get something like, get yourself prepared, because we do, I mean, listen, people knock Californians, like they think they're nuts because they live with earthquakes. Dude, we live in a freaking state that has so many, like and people ride it out. Like they're like, yeah, I'm going to sit down and have myself, I'm not kidding. I used to live in the Keys and they would have like freaking hurricane parties. Like I never got to an experience a hurricane, a full blown one in the Keys, but we did have a tropical storm. It got downgraded. And I was like, it was like pretty interesting. It was a high one. It was a high tropical storm. So I'm watching these things twist and sign. That's my first experience. I'm from New Jersey. Like I moved down to the Keys and I'm like, holy moly, this is crazy.
Why did I do this?
And people are like, yeah, you know what? Let's go to the bar and have a hurricane party. People would go out on the islands and they wouldn't come back. And you're like, whoa, this is really intense. So here we are. We're in Florida. Okay. Floridians that who live here getting tan all the time.
Yep.
Right. Listen, there's a price you pay. Be prepared. Get yourself an evacuation route. You know what I mean? Simple things. Have some cash on hand. Just some simple steps, because you never know what can happen. And the most important thing, document your house early. Take photographs. Keep yourself a little ledger. Go through your home right now in your own spare time. Put it on Facebook. I mean, boom, boom, boom. I mean, whatever you got to do, just take some photos of your home, of your room, catalog your stuff, and you'll be way ahead of the game.
Well, being prepared. Number one, I love that you remind us of that. And I love that picture idea for homeowners or business owners. You know, it's hurricane season. We have a few weeks, right? Probably about 2 weeks now. Yeah. And so it's really important. Take those pictures, right? Those like before pictures.
Yes.
To kind of show. But nowadays, and I mean, people know this, so I feel like I'm a genius over here, but your phone timestamps your pictures.
Yeah.
Just remember that. So if you have your iPad or your iPhone, I don't know what all the Androids do. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But they timestamp. And so when you have that, and then later on, you know, you're already prepared, you have all your documents, you make sure that they're in a safe that's not going to float away.
Right.
Or get destroyed.
Right.
The fire and water safe. Safes, waterproof safes.
Yeah, right.
I was trying to come up with a word. You know, that helps you. And then having those pictures in your phone too, just save it into like a little folder.
Yeah.
And then it's there for you. Save it into your Google Drive or your cloud.
Yeah.
And then it's there too. So later on when you're doing those claims and then you're taking the pictures of the aftermath, and this is all like, we don't want this, right? We don't want it to happen. But like you said, we live in an area where it just happens, whether it's tornadoes or hurricanes or flooding.
Yes.
Sometimes freezes, because that's just the way that it works.
I'm going to throw in children.
Oh.
If you have children, if you have children, you probably, it's like one of these funny jokes. If you like, what's that guy what was his name? Like, you know, you might be a country, you know, you might be a whatever, you know, you might be a redneck if, right?
Yes,
know, you might have an insurance claim if you have children.
What is that Jeff? No, not Jeff Dunham. Oh, the other guy. Yes, I know who you're
talking
about.
You know, it's the comedian,
oh, man,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, you might be a red. Well, anyway, like, yeah, you might have an insurance claim if you've got kids. You know why? I've got kids, and thank God I was in the restoration business, because I've known how to dry out houses. Because I'll tell you a funny story. I was on the bathroom, I was in the toilet, right, doing my deal,
right?
Hanging out, and it's early in the morning, and the next thing you know, I hear this pressure, brr, brr, like air pressure, like in the plumbing, and I'm like, what the heck is that? I'm I'm really quiet, and I hear it again, brr, brr, like, and I'm like, oh my God. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the little nozzle from the sink. Someone has the sink on downstairs and sprang. I immediately yelled to my wife. I was like, wake up, wake up. I was like, wake up, go downstairs and see what's happening. Cause I'm on the toilet. What am I gonna do? I'm like, you gotta go down. I'm like, now. She runs downstairs and I hear the screaming, oh my God. And there was so much water all over. Well, our youngest son at the time, he must have, I don't know how long he was there, but I know is I came downstairs and I had to laugh. I was like, wow. It's like, I can see it now. Water was dripping off the ceiling. There was, there it got under, it was everywhere.
Oh,
and
goodness.
I immediately was like, okay. I had to call my friend. I need some dehumidifiers. I need some fans. I need some things because I need some help. And it's going to happen. And there was water everywhere. So if you have kids, you might file a claim. Be prepared.
And it was Foxworthy. I'm sorry. Listen,
Jeff Foxworthy. That's his name, right? There you go.
We're from New Jersey.
Yeah, right.
we don't know all the redneck things. Except for actually where we grew up, people considered us rednecks. So that's another thing.
There you go.
But oh my goodness. First of all, that story is hilarious. And I have my mic on mute. I'm like smirking back here. Because it just happens. Like you just need the insurance there. You need to have it all covered. You need to have it all documented. All the pictures. It's better to be prepared than later on be completely beside yourself that you weren't prepared.
Yeah. And dogs happen too. I mean, people hit baseballs into cars. I've helped people with their residence on you'll have a car, people leave the bar, and I helped this guy out. I mean, it was his third time his house had been hit by someone. He had known it the whole time, but he was running it out. But the people left the bar and hit the house right in the corner. I mean, it's happened to the home 3 times. I'm like, well, you need a bigger fence.
Yeah. Some steel fence over there.
Or you got to move the bar. They got to just do something. Like, you're in a bad spot, dude.
Yeah. I would like to turn it into a compound at that point.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so you never know. Businesses, it happens all the time. People back into stuff. I mean, literally, my nephew, he did it. He jumped in the van and dropped it into drive. And it happens. I mean, things happen.
Precious.
You know,
life happens. It's better to be prepared. So number one, if you can't, now let's say, and I want to throw this too, we have probably about a minute and a half left. I want to throw this out there too. If people don't understand their policy, if they feel like they're not prepared, can they call you before even claims start?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Check us out at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Look us up at Claimology on Facebook and give us a call, 850-684-4794. And we'll be happy to answer any question that you have, point you in the right direction, give you a recommendation for agents in the area. There's a lot of good ones out there that do a lot of good things for their insurer, their clients.
That's right. And this is just a reminder though, they will just want to help you be ready and just give you a little bit of extra. Being prepared gives you peace. You know, we can't control everything that happens to us. Mm-hmm. We can just control ourselves. And preparing ourselves is one of the best ways to kind of feel like we have a smidge of control in life.
Right, right. Well, at least you're prepared for what you can't control.
That's true.
There you go. You can kind of walk through it with a little more grace. Think of it that way.
That is very, very wise, I will say. I would like to walk through life just with a little bit more grace. And I will tell you, people, I didn't mean to mess up just Jeff Foxworthy's name, so I just have to apologize. For that. Oh my goodness, I didn't know that messing up. Is he like, the Buddha of comedy in the South, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, probably. Yeah.
He is hilarious. I've seen some of his bits. It tickles me. So anyways, give that website one more time because once you get to the website, you can click on a request a call.
Yes, www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com.